If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Overnight, CBS projected Donald Trump the winner in Arizona, giving him a complete electoral vote sweep of the seven battleground states. With a final tally of 312 electoral votes, Republicans scored their biggest White House win in 36 years.
As the final vote tallies rolled in over the weekend, Trump's win became even more astonishing. With even CNN saying Trump's win was so massive, it, quote, broke history, unquote.
Holy Toledo. All right. Trump gained ground in 49 states and the District of Columbia compared to 2020. I went back through the record books. When was the last time a party gained in so many different places? You have to go all the way back to 1992 when Bill Clinton improved upon Michael Dukakis's performance in 49 states plus the District of Columbia. The bottom line is, no matter where you looked on the map, Kate Baldwin, no matter where you looked, Donald Trump was improving on where he did 4 years ago, except for Washington State. It is no wonder that at this particular point, he looks like he's going to be the first Republican to win the popular vote since George W. Bush back in 2004.
And to pull that off, he gained ground with groups that Republicans do not generally count as part of their winning coalition, or really at all.
Those numbers, folks, still coming out. Like this one, black men. Joe Biden got 87% of the black male vote in 2020. Trump got 12%. In 2024, this is incredible, just 4 years later, he doubles it, with Trump getting 24% of the black male vote. Kamala Harris gets just 74%. Again, as compared to Joe Biden's 87%. Folks, this is incredibly quick erosion. And it came just in the nick of time, too, as 6% of white evangelical Christians, this blows my mind, decided to stay home. So we had black and brown, formerly Democrat voters, pick up the slack and carry it. To the point, again, as CNN says, that Trump broke history. Take a listen to the rest of it.
How much ground did he gain?
Yeah, holy Toledo. It's just like, oh my goodness gracious. These are the types of groups that you would never have thought that Donald Trump would have gained so much support among 8 years ago when he first won against Hillary Clinton. Trump's was the best GOP showing among 18 to 29-year-olds in 20 years. You have to go all the way back to 2004. How about among black voters? It was the best performance for a Republican candidate for president in 48 years since Gerald Ford back in 1976. And among Hispanic voters, the exit polls only go back since 1972. But Donald Trump's performance on Tuesday was the best for a Republican presidential candidate in exit poll history. He literally goes all the way back through history and breaks history. This is what we're talking about, Kate Baldwin. Groups that you never thought that Donald Trump would do well among, even for a Republican candidate, that is what he did. If the 2016 election was about Donald Trump breaking through with white working class voters, this election was about breaking through and going to that Democratic coalition and tearing it apart.
And it wasn't just this, what he did for his own support. It trickled down to helping the Senate and helping in the House.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of talk this morning and this week is, you know, the GOP is going to have a Senate majority. We don't know if the Republicans are going to have a House majority, but we think that that's the most likely to be the case. But I want you to look at the 2024 House GOP national vote showing. So this is the House popular vote. Currently, the GOP is ahead by 5 points. I expect that to shrink a little bit as some of the California results come in. But that, if let's just say he wins, the House GOP wins by more than 2.6 points, it will be the best House GOP showing in a presidential year in the House popular vote since 1928. If there's any viewer out there who is that old, God bless you. But the bottom line is, it was probably the best House GOP national vote showing during most of our viewers' lifetimes presidential year.
And yet, incredibly, despite this unbelievable win, we still have massive roadblocks in our way, and not from Democrats. Over the weekend, Senator John Thune, who incredibly seems to think he deserves somehow to be Senate Majority Leader, had the unmitigated gall to threaten Donald Trump on national television. And that's what I'm about to play for you actually is. This is a threat to Donald Trump. You better stay out of our Senate elections or else, because you're going to need me to get anything done.
You know, obviously, if he wants to, he could exert a considerable amount of influence on that. But honestly, I think my preference would be, and I think it's probably in his best interest to stay out of that. These secret ballot elections are probably best left to senators, and he's got to work with all of us when it's all said and done. But yep. Whatever he decides to do, that's going to be his prerogative, as we know.
Thune is an open borders globalist hack who was swept into office by the Bush machine. Yeah, remember the pro-amnesty days? Well, Thune is still living in them. Remember when John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Gang of Eight and George W. Bush tried again and again to ram amnesty down our throats? Yeah, well, one of the other two candidates for majority leader is just as bad. His name is John Cornyn. Here's a 2022 headline, so very recent, on John Cornyn in Breitbart. Headline, Senator John Cornyn hints at amnesty pro-migration deal with Democrats. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn suggested Tuesday evening he would push through an immigration bill with amnesty advocate Senator Alex Padilla, who's a Democrat out of California. The Breitbart article says this was an amnesty for at least 1 million illegal immigrants, but that the bill didn't include, quote, any significant measure to reduce the flood of wage-cutting, rent-boosting migrants into Americans' communities, and that even Cornyn noted that his own bill did little to curb the policy of catch and release at the border. Folks, let me explain this. Thune and Cornyn are being called on by the Bush wing that's always supported them financially in their runs for office and really by that whole deep state apparatus to block Trump's agenda in exactly the way that Paul Ryan once did in the House. Folks, do you ever have that thing where when a major event happens in your life, it's burning your brain with a lot of specificity, including like where you were standing? Like for me personally, I remember exactly the intersection I was at in my car in Charlotte when I heard on the radio that the second plane had hit the Twin Towers. I remember exactly where I was sitting when I found out I was pregnant for the first time. That was awesome. But I also remember exactly where I was standing in the kitchen by the island when I heard that Donald Trump made his first major disaster decision in 2016. It would ultimately cripple his presidency for the first 2 years. And that was this. Paul Ryan, who was Speaker of the House, Republican Speaker, at the time had offered to resign. And Trump said, no, you can stay. Even though Paul Ryan had violently and viciously opposed him when he ran for office in 2016. My husband told me I'd just come through the door from work and I screamed, no, at the top of my lungs, because I immediately knew what was going to happen. I'd watched Ryan for years. He was an open border zealot, cut from the same cloth and with the same backers as both Thune and Cornyn, who right now are running for majority leader. And I said, he's going to lose his presidency. Ryan's going to block this. And my husband, who's a glass half full guy, goes, well, you know, maybe Trump can work with them. Maybe they can all come together. No. Paul Ryan blocked Trump's agenda disastrously for the first 2 years. He blocked the wall. Trump, by the way, submitted, a lot of people don't know this, a balanced budget that would have largely eliminated almost entirely the federal debt within 10 years. Paul Ryan blocked that too. By the way, the national debt was at $18 trillion at that point. Now it's at 36. Thanks, Paul Ryan. And this is exactly what's going to happen. When the Bush cabal controls your funding and has always controlled the purse strings for you, they're going to call on you. They will call on Cornyn and they will call on Thune to do exactly what Paul Ryan did. Block almost every aspect of Trump's agenda, from the tax cuts to the reform of Obamacare. And folks, Trump still gets hit even by Democrats running against him for not building the wall. Trump would have easily finished the wall had Paul Ryan not spent years blocking it, along, by the way, with Kevin McCarthy, who was evil and also the whip at that time. It's why I have such a visceral reaction whenever anybody says that guy's name. So what do we need to do?
Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Common Sense Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than two decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We need to get Rick Scott in there. He is also running, but he's currently in third. That's Senator Rick Scott from Florida. Now, you just heard Thune all but threaten Trump on national television. Contrast that with Rick Scott saying, listen, my only job will be to execute the Trump agenda.
Now, how do we get Trump's agenda done? How do we get his nominees done? How do we codify his executive orders? That's what's up for this leadership race right now. So I'm running to change. We've got to have a big change. We got almost $36 trillion worth of debt, 100,000 people dying of fentanyl or drug overdoses, open border, work military. We have got to change the way the Senate is run to get Trump's agenda done.
Just as I knew right away that Trump had made a catastrophic error by trying to unify the party and leaving Paul Ryan in a position of power, the second I saw that Thune and Cornyn were the ones running, I knew what was happening. This is a last gasp effort of the Bush machine to hold on to some kind of power. And the reason the Bush machine has more money than God is because of what it sells: open borders, amnesty, and an endless stream of illegal immigrants. The whole thing had Tucker Carlson freaking out this weekend when he tweeted, "What the hell is going on in the U.S. Senate?" Hours after Donald Trump wins the most conclusive mandate in 40 years, Mitch McConnell engineers a coup against his agenda by calling early leadership elections in the Senate. Yeah, normally they wouldn't happen until January. Two of the three candidates hate Trump and what he ran on. One of them, John Cornyn, is an angry liberal whose politics is indistinguishable from Liz Cheney's. The election is Wednesday. It's by secret ballot, and it will determine whether or not the new administration succeeds. Rick Scott of Florida is the only candidate who agrees with Donald Trump. Call your senator and demand a public endorsement of Rick Scott. Don't let McConnell get away with it again. Even RFK Jr. understands what this means. He tweeted, "Without Rick Scott as majority leader, the entire Trump reform agenda wobbly." And he's right. Trump is going to struggle to get this in, and he desperately, desperately needs to get stuff done, particularly on immigration, in order for us to keep our majorities in the midterm and set J.D. Vance up for another term. This is a recipe for failure and an absolute coup. That's why Mitch McConnell moved up these elections. It's one last screw you to Donald Trump. Here's what I need you to do. No matter what state you're in, if you have a Republican senator, I need you to call them. And today's Veterans Day, so they're closed, but they won't be starting tomorrow. I need you to find your senator, go online, give a call to the office, be very nice, write them an email if that's what it takes, and ask for two things. Tucker Carlson's right. We want the election of Senator Rick Scott. Tell him we are watching. And even though it's a secret ballot, the first list of supporters has already leaked. We're going to know how they voted. And anyway, we need a public endorsement of Rick Scott. We're not going to play games here. Folks, you got to understand who Cornyn and Thune are, because a lot of people forget this. Do you remember the Russia collusion hoax immediately took root after Trump was elected? A lot of people blame that on the Democrats, and it is primarily the Democrats in the deep state. But don't forget, Republicans had control of the House and the Senate after Trump was elected in 2016. The Democrats did not. They didn't control the committees. There were two Russia collusion investigations going on in the House and two in the Senate. And it was leaks from those committees that were so devastating for Donald Trump and gave the media their talking points. Look, even Republicans are terrified that he's a Russian dupe, a Russian stooge. Who was in charge then? Mitch McConnell? And who was Mitch McConnell's sidekick, his protege, John Thune? If you don't know that name, if you couldn't pick him out of a lineup, that's because he has been absolutely AWOL from every single important fight we've ever had. John Cornyn's name's a little better known, but he too has been essentially AWOL from every important fight we've ever had. Why? Because he's been on the Democrat side. Look at this rating from Conservative Review, and I'll put this in the links. They give ratings, freedom, and liberty scores every year. John Thune, F. John Thune votes with the Democrats about as much as he votes with us. 48.9% with them, 51.1% with us. Again, liberty score, F. John Cornyn, also an F. Votes 50-50, half with them, half with us. This is a disaster waiting to happen. On the other hand, Rick Scott is not perfect, but he's a B liberty score, 86%. Now, the good news, at least online on Twitter, where Elon Musk has also endorsed Rick Scott to lead the charge in the Senate, it looks like he's gaining support. The Republican Party of Georgia, the Republican Party of Arizona have come out and endorsed Rick Scott. But we need folks, again, to call their senators. Tell them, no, we need Rick Scott. We need to get the Trump agenda through. We cannot squander this like we squandered the first 2 years of the last Trump administration. Can you imagine when you look at what Trump was able to do ultimately after a couple of years when we finally got the tax cuts through? And the way he was able to improve the economy. Can you imagine if he got a full 4-year term instead of a truncated one because you've got these, you know, douchebags blocking him in the Senate? Folks, I'd love to see what Trump could do, but we're not going to get to if we don't win this.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.